Number 25. An Old Man's Story. Once I saw an old man with a cane sitting on a park bench feeding pigeons and canaries. To a bystander, he was an average old man, but I thought he must have an interesting story, so I got to know him. At first, I tried to cage some bird seed from him to feed the birds. I could see he was wearing a cameo. I tried to camouflage my gaze, but he saw me looking. He told me how he got the cameo. He spoke with great candor, not calculating like many political candidates are during political campaigns and their candidacy for president. He had a very Byzantine story, full of calamity, excitement, and danger. It started when he was a young callow cadet at an army camp in the calorific deserts of Africa. He enjoyed the camaraderie of the other cadets, but he didn't enjoy marching in cadence every day. They were in Africa to prevent a cabal from overthrowing the government. He said one of the most surprising things about being in Africa was that there was no cactus.
His story had a cachet I hadn't heard in stories before.
He was very candid in telling me these personal stories, not at all callous. He was responsible for cooking for the other cadets. Every day he went to the cabinets, found all of the ingredients, and mixed them in a large cauldron. He made sure everybody got enough calories, calcium, and vitamins. He thought he should have a higher caliber job because he could read ancient Chinese calligraphy. He was an expert in calculus. He could calibrate machinery using calipers. He had canine-like tracking skills, and he could cajole enemies to tell important information. But he was stuck being a cook. One night, he heard a cacophonous sound coming from near the camp. The cacophony became louder and louder. He ran out of his tent and saw cadavers all around him. The enemy was making a calculated attack. They had heard rumors the day before about such a move, but considered them to be merely canard. He said the enemy thought that he and the other cadets' hearts were callous and were calumniating against the current government. They were so upset by this calumny that they decided to attack. So this guy grabbed a cadaverous-looking fellow cadet and found the cache of weapons, and the two of them defeated the enemy. They were awarded the cameos by the president as a reward for their bravery.